Hello there, and welcome to the current edition of Total Health with Dr. Cage. This is my podcast of health and wellness, human consciousness, as well as we talk a lot about upgrading human potential and longevity. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about some of the really major lessons learned I've accumulated over my years of clinical practice. Specifically, I found things that work to get very sick people well that aren't always being addressed, certainly not by the conventional medical system, and in many cases, not even within the world of natural holistic medicine are these things being discussed. And I've been able to do a lot of this over the years, in part because I am constantly seeking to find the true root cause of someone's illness. And those root causes aren't always what the experts claimed they were. Now, when I've analyzed this over thousands of patients over the last, you know, almost 25 years now, what I've learned is that for the vast majority of cases, the root cause of someone's illness, especially the long-term modern chronic illnesses, fall into one of three categories. Today's podcast, I'm going to introduce you to those three categories and go into the first one in depth. So please stay tuned for this. Just a quick reminder, I have a July promotion. It is still going on. I've announced this in several recent podcasts, and I will remind everyone about it occasionally. Throughout the rest of the month, because this podcast, this is a promotion for podcast listeners, and it's good through the end of July of 2023. If you're listening to this after that, I'm sorry, but this particular promotion will have expired, but there will always be others in the future at some point. This particular promotion consists of a 15% discount off any and all of my services that I currently have on my website, everything from a single course or video up to and including my concierge medical program, which covers all my services for a full year. And the way you claim this discount is you go to my website, drcagesays.org, go to the contact page and send me a message. In the body of that message, include the words Total Pod, which is short for Total Health of Dr. Cage Podcast, and say, here's the service I want my discount on. And you will get it because I will correspond and we'll take care of all that. Readers of my book entitled Heal Your Life, Heal the World may recognize the theme of where this podcast is going. My years of clinical practice, as I mentioned, I learned quite a few things that really aren't in the medical textbooks, and I can't even begin to count the number of times I've helped people fully recover from their constellation of illnesses after they were told by some doctor or other professional in the conventional medical world some combination of the following statements. Your condition is incurable. You need to be on medications for life. You need an irreversible surgery that may forever alter your quality of life in a negative way. Or they may have been told, you just need to learn to accept and live with your illness. Perhaps my favorite, though, that has been relayed more than once, again, in the last 2 weeks, I heard it twice. Even though we don't have the slightest idea of why you're sick, I guarantee you it isn't because what that crazy naturopathic doctor says, and there is no way that treatment protocol he is recommending can possibly help you. And if you do get better, it wasn't that ridiculous natural treatment he prescribed. It must be a delayed reaction from the medication we prescribe. Then, when the patients told them, well, I never took your medication, they might call the patient a liar and throw them out of their office. That exact story has been told to me more times than I can count. It's into the double digits, certainly. Every one of these has been told multiple times to me by a patient who ended up firing their previous doctors and deciding to just get well on their own using my guidance and natural therapies. So if you're now getting curious as to what are all the crazy things I've recommended to people to help them get well, you're interested in what I've learned from digging into the true root causes of illness, especially the big major chronic illnesses that are the leading causes of death here in the 21st century, this is where I refer to them as the big three. I'm going to list them here, and then the remainder of this podcast, I'll be talking about the first of these and give a few examples, just enough, I hope, to whet your appetite and pique your curiosity. So here they are. The three major categories of major causes of modern ill health, as I've observed in my practice over the last almost 25 years. Number one, poor quality nutrient deficient foods, which has occurred secondary to the destruction of our modern farming soils, the overprocessing of foods, which deliberately strips out the nutritional value, and or the over-hybridizing and genetically modification of foods that end up with something that's incompatible with our body's physiology and metabolism. In other words, modern food is making us sick. Second is the proliferation of environmental toxins and pollutants that adversely affect every aspect of our life. We have destroyed our air, our soil, our water. And all these toxins are ending up in our foods, our beverages, body care products, household cleaning products, and many, many other sources that we are all exposed to every single day. The side effects, this is number three. That was number two. Number two, environmental toxins. Number three, the side effects, both long-term and short-term, of our modern vaccination program. This one, I realize, is a political hot potato these last few years. And all I will say is the biggest cause for the ill effects of vaccination are the toxic ingredients they all contain, but also to blame are some of the ways these are being administered. Each one of these big three has a separate chapter in my book, Heal Your Life, Heal the World. I discuss them at length, and if you haven't already done so, there is a link on my website to purchase it, and you will get the full story. This book was published in mid-2019, after almost 2 years in preparation, and before any of the so-called pandemic arrived on the scene at the very end of 2019. So everything I have to say about vaccinations is based on evidence of all the other 95% of data out there about vaccinations that isn't being currently discussed. So please read my book. Chapter 7 is the chapter on vaccinations. Chapter 6 is a chapter on environmental toxins. So we'll get to those in upcoming podcasts here in the very near future. But for the remainder of this one, I'm talking about poor quality nutrition and why it is so important for you to educate yourself on food quality and the need for supplementation. Now, there are some who may hear what I say, that our food is one of the biggest three causes of ill health, and may not believe that at first. And that's fine. I don't expect you to believe anything I tell you in these podcasts without investigating it yourself. If you get my book, Heal Your Life, Heal the World, every single chapter has a list of references. And to all that, I include a lot of information that I have learned firsthand clinically by working with thousands of patients over the years to try and get them well and most of the time succeeding. The people who doubt the causes of food and ill health might very well think I'm making all this up. Food is food, they might say, and you might hear them say that. And from the point of view of anyone born here in this century or even late last century, let's say the last 30 to 40 years or so, that's probably true because that's how long our food supply has been heavily degraded. It has been so long since the United States had a reliable, consistent supply of high quality foods, no matter where you bought it. Most people don't remember it. It's only those wacky people like me who grew up in the last century where all food was organic. You know, it was weird when people started getting food with pesticides and being told, well, you have to wash that, which works great until you realize pesticides are incorporated into the cellular structure of the plants and you can't wash it off. But that's coming up in the future podcast. So I'm going to get back to what really constitutes high quality foods in just a bit. Right now, I'm simply going to point out that among the leading causes of death in our country right now, number one is heart disease. Number two is cancer. Number three are accidents, actually up a spot or two in the last 10 years. Number four is pneumonia and other respiratory illnesses. Number five are strokes, which is really a subset of cardiovascular disease. Number six is Alzheimer's, that's also gone up. Number seven is diabetes, which I think has dropped a spot. So I'm not going to go any further down the list of the top 10 or top 20 causes of death. This is far enough down the list to make my point. Most of these causes of death, accidents aside, are caused by a combination of toxins and nutrient deficiencies. Heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, in most of those cases, food quality outweighs the problem of environmental toxins. Not always. Cancer, it's more 50-50. And diabetes in particular is almost entirely a food quality issue. By food quality, we're talking about proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, or the macronutrients. And we're talking about the essential nutrients, the micro, meaning small nutrients, vitamins, minerals, a few amino acids, and fatty acids. When you start to work with me on any of these more serious conditions, and really, quite frankly, as well as some of the less serious illnesses that may not be life-threatening, but can definitely reduce your quality of life, it's pretty much a guarantee that one of the first things, if not the first thing that you and I will be talking about, is food quality and nutrients. So perhaps a few stories from actual patients will help make this easier to understand. I think a couple of nice examples here will demonstrate the principle I'm trying to make here, that food quality, which is entirely reversible, can be a cause of illness, or if you reverse your food quality to highly upgrade it, it can be a great cause of health and longevity. So the first example I'll present here was a 60-something male who came to me with angina. Angina is pain in the heart, primarily caused by a blockage of the coronary arteries. His conventional doctors had done the imaging. They'd found out where the blockage was. He was scheduled for a bypass operation 2 weeks later. And the doctor said, if I could get a surgery room before then, I'd put you on the table right now. When I asked him about how painful this pain was on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is the most severe, he said his pain was at a level of 12. He also said it varied from time to times. It kind of flared up after he ate, but he didn't know why. It turns out that one of the known causes of heart disease, at least it's known in alternative natural circles, is pasteurized, homogenized cow's milk. And you might think, wow, why is that? Well, cow's milk, naturally occurring cow's milk, contains an enzyme called xanthine oxidase, which helps baby calves digest milk and grow them up to be big cows. This molecule is a very large molecule, and under normal conditions, it cannot be absorbed from your GI tract into your human bloodstream. But when the milk has been pasteurized, i.e. boiled, and homogenized, which is to run it through a blender, the goal breaking down the fat particles to a smaller size so the cream doesn't separate from the milk. What also happens is that the xanthine oxidase molecule is likewise broken down into smaller pieces. Why do we care? Because when that happens, fragments of xanthine oxidase are then able to be absorbed into our bloodstream, and that's where the problems begin. These particles cause a tremendous amount of inflammation in our blood vessels and can be a major contributing cause of heart disease. It turned out when I did the health history that on this patient I'm discussing, he was drinking several glasses of cow's milk every day, pasteurized, homogenized cow's milk, thinking that he would need to get that much calcium. And calcium in milk, by the way, is very poorly absorbed. That's another story for another day. So the long story short, I had this patient discontinue the cow's milk entirely. I got him on much higher sources of minerals that included calcium, but also balanced by magnesium, which is important, and started some of the other protocols that we do on the natural treatment of heart disease. And within 4 months, his pain had dropped from 12 out of 10 at its worst down to 1 or 2 out of 10. And another 3 months after that, his pain was at zero. And follow-up scans mysteriously revealed that he had no need for a bypass. And his cardiologist said something along the lines, wow, I've never seen that happen. Of course, cardiologists who do heart surgeries, they don't give the body a chance to heal. So that's one example, heart disease and the way it's relying on food quality as a root cause, and reversing food quality can actually reverse the heart disease. Something else, the importance of nutrition. I'm going to tell the story about when I lived in Southern California many years ago, I coined the term Los Angeles disease. And that's how I describe people with such extremely high levels of stress that their adrenal glands were overloaded and wearing out. Their thyroid wasn't functioning properly. They were eating bad food, lots of poor quality foods. I've had people eating every meal in the course of a month at a fast food restaurant. They weren't getting enough sleep. Their nervous systems were basically shot. Since I've left Southern California, I've renamed that same constellation of symptoms simply as modern lifestyle disease. It's not unique to Los Angeles, though I'd say 3 out of every 4 patients in my door when I practiced in Southern California had that along with anything else going on. So one of the biggest causes of modern lifestyle disease is that our adrenal glands, the body's fight or flight protection organ, gradually loses its ability to respond to stress. There are a number of things that natural practitioners may prescribe to help the adrenal glands, but two of the most fundamental are the specific nutrients of vitamin C and vitamin B5, B as in boy, 5. Vitamin C is also called ascorbic acid. Vitamin C also goes by the name pantothenic acid. Vitamin C, of course, has many, many uses in our bodies, actually as does B5. Vitamin C is most famous for our immune system, and I highly recommend it for that. There's another podcast back in the early days of this series on the immune system. Feel free to go listen to that if you like. But the relatively small adrenal glands actually use more vitamin C than any other organ we have, even more than the liver, which does a huge amount of our body's biochemistry, producing molecules used by a lot of our other organs. So when there's anyone dealing with a high stress lifestyle, it starts to have all the signs and symptoms of what I call modern lifestyle disease. My experience has taught me that modern lifestyle disease is a major sign of vitamin C deficiency. It won't matter how many adrenal herbs you take or other adrenal gland supplements you take. If you don't start getting enough vitamin C into your system, your adrenal glands simply won't recover. All right, next example. Type 2 diabetes is another item on our major chronic illness list. It's a major cause of death. Type 2 diabetes, not talking type 1. That'll be another story for another day. But type 2 diabetes is caused by severe deficiencies in essential nutrients, such as the essential omega-3 oils, minerals such as chromium, vanadium, and iodine, combined with usually an excess of simple carbohydrates, in other words, sugars and white flour. And this extends over a long period of time. We basically wear out the body's ability to process carbohydrates. So type 2 diabetes, number one on the list is nutrient deficiencies. Cancers, all of them, regardless which part of the body are affected, technically which type of cancer it is, all involve deficiencies of multiple nutrients, and they all usually involve one or more exposures of toxic chemicals. So this makes dealing with cancer a bit more complicated than most conditions. It has to become a primary focus of lifestyle upgrade and regulation to go with all the natural treatments, to go with all the nutrients and the upgraded nutrition you're going to be doing. So in my book, Heal Your Life, Heal the World, Chapter 10, I discuss a holistic approach to serious diseases. Cancer and heart disease, I discuss at length in that chapter. So if you or a loved one is dealing with these, I recommend you start there, then move on to some of the other references in that chapter. And then I definitely recommend a personal consultation to get you pointed in the right direction. So that's the background. Modern diseases are caused by bad foods, too many bad foods, and not enough good foods, not enough nutrients. So how do we get in this situation where our food, instead of sustaining life, is itself becoming a major cause of illness and in many cases, a cause of death? To make a very long story very short, as the United States population spread westward across our continent in the late or during the 1800s and early 1900s, people were using the farming practices they knew from the heavy rocky clay soils of the East, and those practices simply weren't compatible with the soils of the Western and the prairie regions of our country. That ended up destroying the root structure of the plants, mainly a variety of grasses on the widespread prairies, and that root structure, those grasses, are what held the highly fertile topsoil in place. That fertile topsoil is why people wanted to farm there, because when there was water, things grew tremendously well. But then in the late 1920s and early 1930s, North America was struck by a big, big drought. Geologists and biologists tell us that a major drought like that happens on average about once every 200 years in North American history. But the root structure was gone. The farming practices had destroyed the soils. And as a result, that highly fertile topsoil all blew away, ended up mostly floating down the Mississippi River, being blown out to the oceans. And what was left was infertile soil. Well, like the biologist told us it would happen, is the rains finally returned. The soil wasn't fertile enough to grow plants as food crops. Scientists did a little research. They found out the nutrients needed to help plants grow big, but they were missing all the other minerals that plants needed to be optimally healthy. The plants need a whole lot of other nutrients besides NPK, the nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus, that make plants grow big. And as a result, if we ate the plants, we didn't get enough nutrition. Plants need minerals to make vitamins. Without all those other nutrients, the plants had a hard time defending themselves against bugs and other pests. They had a hard time competing against weeds. They had a hard time competing against molds. So long story short, we ended up using in American agriculture a whole cocktail of chemical fertilizers, chemical weed killers, chemical bug killers, chemical mold killers. And every one of those agricultural chemicals are toxic. I'll be discussing a lot more about that in detail when I present part two of this series on the big three, probably in a couple of podcasts from now. Just know that at present, here in the year 2023, in the United States, it is not possible to grow food with high levels of vitamins, minerals in most farming soils. Testing on the foods was done back in the early 20th century, right after we discovered vitamins and minerals as being essential nutrients. And that was, you know, kind of 100 years ago now that that research body was finishing up. And so we knew what the levels of vitamins and minerals were in each type of the food then. Well, fast forward 100 years here in the early 21st century, and testing has revealed that nutrient levels in foods on average are only about 10% of what they were 100 years ago. And in some cases, it's even less. It's 2 or 3%. So not enough minerals in the soil means not enough minerals in the plants. Not enough minerals means those plants can't make vitamins. Whether we eat those plants directly or eat the livestock animals that ate nutrient-deficient plants, in either case, we are not getting enough essential vitamins and minerals to be healthy. And this is why America is having an epidemic of chronic illness. The best we can do is organic farmers are more likely to have read and researched all this. Organic farmers are a lot more likely to put minerals back into the soil in the natural fertilization process, such as with manures and compost and minerals from other sources, which means organically grown food is going to be higher in nutrients on average than conventionally grown foods you can get in a conventional supermarket. In my book, Kill Your Life, Heal the World, chapter two is entitled Parameters of Physical Health, and I really go into depth on the state of nutrition in the world in very good detail. In addition to my book, I have my core health lecture. These are the same lectures I'd given one-on-one to countless patients, and then later on in numerous seminars, and where I would try to get as many people as possible in one place at one time to hear the same lecture. Well, those lectures are now recorded, and they're available to all the members of my Patreon health community, which you can find the details and links for on my website. As a method of both prevention for major illness and a part of the treatment for all major illnesses, nutrition is always the first place to start. So in addition to the resources I have listed so far, my book and my videos, I also have a very basic handout summarizing high-quality nutrition. It's a 5-page handout, which I will email to you absolutely free of charge. All you have to do to get this handout is send me an email asking for it. Go to my website, www.drcagesays.org. Use the form on the contact page to send me a message asking for the handout. And if you saw or heard the promotion at the beginning of this particular podcast, my July special, 15% off, include the words total pod and tell me how you would like to apply that discount. All right, that's it for today. I have a request that you please subscribe to my podcast. That will help my ratings, get my words out to more people, hopefully help more people stay healthy and live long and prosper. You can subscribe on the Podbean website or from the Podbean app on your smartphone. And I would very much appreciate it if you could take about 3 or 4 minutes and sign up and subscribe. So thank you very much. That's it for today's podcast. Until next time, this is Dr. Cage.